Chapter 47. Those puppies the Dutch will not yet come in, though they pretend to submit to the Queen in everything. But they would fain try first how our session begins, in hopes to embroil us in the House of Lords. And if my advice had been taken, the session should have begun, and we would have trusted the Parliament to approve the steps already made toward the peace, and had an address perhaps from them to conclude without the Dutch, if they would not agree. Others are of my mind, but it is not reckoned so safe, it seems. Yet I doubt whether the peace will be ready so soon as 3 weeks, but that is a secret. Knight M.D. 12. Pratt and I walked into the city to one Bateman's, 15, a famous bookseller, for old books. There I laid out £4 like a fool, and we dined at a hedge ale house, for 2 shillings and 2 pence, like emperors. Let me see, I bought Plutarch, 2 volumes, for 30 shillings, etc. Well, I'll tell you no more, who don't understand Greek. 16, we have no news, and I have nothing more to say today, and I can't finish my work. These ministers will not find time to do what I would have them. So night, now $D. 13. I was to have dined today with Lord Keeper, but would not, because that brute Sir John Walter, 17, was to be one of the company. You may remember he railed at me last summer was 12th at Windsor, and has never begged my pardon, though he promised to do it. And Lord Mansell, who was one of the company, would certainly have set us together by the ears, out of pure roguish mischief. So I dined with Lord Treasurer, where there was none but Lord Bolingbroke. I stayed till late, and then went to Lady Orkney's, who has been sick, and sat with her till 12, from whence you may consider it as late, solace. The Parliament was prorogued today, as I told you, for 3 weeks. Our weather is very bad and slobbery, and I shall spoil my new hat. I have bought a new hat, or empty my pockets. Does Hawkshaw pay the interest he owes? Lord Abercorn plagues me to death. I have now not above 6 people to provide for, and about as many to do good offices to, and thrice as many that I will do nothing for, nor can I if I would. Knight DMD. 14. Today I took the circle of morning visits. I went to the Duchess of Ormond, and there was she, and Lady Betty, and Lord Ashburnham together. This was the first time the mother and daughter saw each other since Lady Ashburnham's death. They were both in tears, and I chid them for being together, and made Lady Betty go to her own chamber, then sat a while with the Duchess, and went after Lady Betty, and all was well. There is something of farce in all these mournings, let them be ever so serious. People will pretend to grieve more than they really do, and that takes off from their true grief. I then went to the Duchess of Hamilton, who never grieved, but raged, and stormed, and railed. 18, she is pretty quiet now, but has a diabolical temper. Lord Keeper and his son, and their 2 ladies, and I, dined today with Mr. Caesar, 19, Treasurer of the Navy, at his house in the city, where he keeps his office. We happened to talk of Brutus, and I said something in his praise, when it struck me immediately that I had made a blunder in doing so, and, therefore, I recollected myself, and said, Mr. Caesar, I beg your pardon. So we laughed, etc. Knight, my own dealist Richard Lokes, M.D. 15. I forgot to tell you that last night I had a present sent me. I found it, when I came home, in my chamber, of the finest wild fowl I ever saw, with the vilest letter, and from the vilest poet in the world, who sent it me as a bribe, to get a man employment. I knew not where the scoundrel lived, so I could not send them back, and therefore I gave them away as freely as I got them, and have ordered my man never to let up the poet when he comes. The rogue should have kept the wings at least for his muse. One of his fowls was a large capon pheasant, as fat as a pullet. I ate share of it today with a friend. We have now a drawing room every Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 1 o'clock. The Queen does not come out, but all her ministers, foreigners, and persons of quality are at it. I was there today, and as Lord Treasurer K. came towards me, I avoided him, and he hunted me thrice about the room. I affect never to take notice of him at church or court. He knows it, for I have told him so, and tonight, at Lord Masham's, he gave an account of it to the company. But my reasons are, that people seeing me speak to him causes a great deal of teasing. I tell you what comes into my head, that I never knew, whether MD were Whigs or Tories, and I value our conversation the more, that it never turned on that subject. I have a fancy, that PPT is a Tory, and a violent one. I don't know why, but methinks she looks like one, and DD a sort of a trimmer. Am I right? I gave the examiner a hint about this prorogation, and to praise the Queen for her tenderness to the Dutch in giving them still more time to submit. 20. It fitted the occasions at present. Knight MD. 16. I was busy today at the secretary's office, and stayed till past 3. The Duke of Ormond and I were to dine at Lord Orkney's. The Duke was at the committee, so I thought all was safe. When I went there, they had almost dined, for the Duke had sent to excuse himself, which I never knew. I came home at 7, and began a little whim, which just came into my head, and will make a threepenny pamphlet. 21. It shall be finished, and out in a week, and if it succeeds, you shall know what it is, otherwise, not. I cannot send this tomorrow, and will put it off till next Saturday, because I have much business. So my journal shall be short, and PPT must have patience. So night, D. Solace. 17. This rogue Parnell has not yet corrected his poem, and I would fain have it out. I dined today with Lord Treasurer, and his Saturday company, 9 of us in all. They went away at 7, and Lord Treasurer and I sat talking an hour after. After dinner he was talking to the Lords about the speech the Queen must make when the Parliament meets. He asked me how I would make it. I was going to be serious, because it was seriously put, but I turned it to a jest. And because they had been speaking of the Duchess of Marlborough going to Flanders after the Duke, I said the speech should begin thus. Why, lords and gentlemen, in order to my own quiet, and that of my subjects, I have thought fit to send the Duchess of Marlborough abroad after the Duke. This took well, and turned off the discourse. I must tell you I do not at all like the present situation of affairs, and remember I tell you so. Things must be on another foot, or we are all undone. I hate this driving always to an inch. Knight MD. 18. We had a mighty full court today. Dilly was with me at the French church, and edified mightily. The Duke of Ormond and I dined at Lord Orkney's, but I left them at 7, and came home to my whim. I have made a great progress. My large treatise, 22, stands stock still. Some think it too dangerous to publish, and would have me print only what relates to the piece. I cannot tell what I shall do. The Bishop of Dromore is dying. They thought yesterday he could not live 2 hours, yet he is still alive, but is utterly past all hopes. Go to cards, solace, and night. 19. I was this morning to see the Duke and Duchess of Ormond. The Duke d'Aumont came in while I was with the Duke of Ormond, and we complimented each other like dragons. A poor fellow called at the door where I lodge, with a parcel of oranges for a present for me. I bid my man know what his name was, and whence he came. He sent word his name was Bun, and that I knew him very well. I bid my man tell him I was busy, and he could not speak to me, and not to let him leave his oranges. I know no more of it, but I am sure I never heard the name, and I shall take no such presents from strangers. Perhaps he might be only some beggar, who wanted a little money. Perhaps it might be something worse. Let them keep their poison for their rats. I don't love it. 23. That plot is a blunder. Knight DMD. .20. A committee of our society dined today with the Chancellor of the Exchequer. Our society does not meet now as usual, for which I am blamed. But till Lord Treasurer will agree to give us money and employments to bestow, I am averse to it, and he gives us nothing but promises. the Bishop of Dromore is still alive, and that is all. We expect every day he will die, and then Tom Lee must go back, which is one good thing to the town. I believe Pratt will drive at one of these bishoprics. Our English bishopric, 24, is not yet disposed of. I believe the peace will not be ready by the session. Knight, M.D. 21. I was today with my printer, to give him a little pamphlet I have written, but not politics. It will be out by Monday. If it succeeds, I will tell you of it. Otherwise, not. We had a prodigious thaw today, as bad as rain. Yet I walked like a good boy all the way. The Bishop of Dromore still draws breath, but cannot live 2 days longer. My large book lies flat. Some people think a great part of it ought not to be now printed. I believe I told you so before. This letter shall not go till Saturday, which makes up the 3 weeks exactly, and I allow MD 6 weeks, which are now almost out. So you must know I expect a Reddle Veely soon, and that MD is Veely Ware. 25, and so Knight, DMD. 22. This is one of our court days, and I was there. I told you there is a drawing room, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. The Hamiltons and Abercorns have done teasing me. The latter, I hear, is actually going to France. Lord Treasurer quarreled with me at court for being 4 days without dining with him, so I dined there today, and he has at last fallen in with my project, as he calls it, of coining halfpence and farthings, with devices, like medals, in honor of the Queen, every year changing the device. I wish it may be done. Knight M.D. 23. The Duke of Ormond and I appointed to dine with Ned Southwell today, to talk of settling your affairs of Parliament in Ireland, but there was a mixture of company, and the Duke of Ormond was in haste, and nothing was done. If your Parliament meets this summer, it must be a new one, but I find some are of opinion there should be none at all these 2 years. I will trouble myself no more about it. My design was to serve the Duke of Ormond. Dr. Pratt and I sat this evening with the Bishop of Clare, and played at Omber for 3 pences. That, I suppose, is but low with you. I found, at coming home, a letter from M.D., N. 337. I shall not answer it this bout, but will the next. I am sorry for poo-poo PPT. Pray walk and who can. I have got a terrible new cold before my old one was quite gone, and don't know how. Pay. .. 26. I shall have D.D.'s money soon from the Exchequer. The Bishop of Dromore is dead now at last. Knight, DMD. 24. I was at court today, and it was comical to see Lord Abercorn bowing to me, but not speaking, and Lord Selkirk the same. 27. I dined with Lord Treasurer and his Saturday club, and sat with him 2 hours after the rest were gone, and spoke freer to him of affairs than I am afraid others do, who might do more good. All his friends repine, and shrug their shoulders, but will not deal with him so freely as they ought. It is an odd business, the Parliament just going to sit, and no employments given. They say they will give them in a few days. There is a new bishop made of Hereford. 28, so Ossory, 29, is disappointed. I hinted so to his friends 2 months ago, to make him leave off deluding himself, and being indiscreet, as he was. I have just time to send this, without giving to the bellman. Knight Dealist Richard M.D. .. DMDMDMDFWFWFW. My second cold is better now. Leal. Letter 59. 1. London, January 25, 1712-1713. We had such a terrible storm today that, going to Lord Bolingbroke's, I saw 100 tiles fallen down, and one swinger fell about 40 yards before me that would have killed a horse. So, after church and court, I walked through the park, and took a chair to Lord Treasurer's. Next door to his house, a tin chimney top had fallen down, with 100 bricks. It has grown calm this evening. I wonder had you such a wind today? I hate it as much as any hog does. Lord Treasurer has engaged me to dine again with him tomorrow. He has those tricks sometimes of inviting me from day to day, which I am forced to break through. My little pamphlet, too, is out. 'Tis not politics. If it takes, I say again you shall hear of it. Night D. Lokes. 26. This morning I felt a little touch of giddiness, which has disordered and weakened me with its ugly remains all this day. Pity PDFR. After dinner at Lord Treasurer's, the French ambassador, Duke d'Aumont, sent Lord Treasurer word that his house was burnt down to the ground. It took fire in the upper rooms, while he was at dinner with Montillion, the Spanish ambassador, and other persons, and soon after Lord Bolingbroke came to us with the same story. We are full of speculations upon it, but I believe it was the carelessness of his French rascally servants. 'Tis odd that this very day Lord Somers, Wharton, Sunderland, Halifax, and the whole club of Whig lords, dined at Pontac's 3, in the city, as I received private notice. They have some damn design. I tell you another odd thing, I was observing it to Lord Treasurer, that he was stabbed on the day King William died, and the day I saved his life, by opening the bandbox, 4, was King William's birthday. My friend Mr. Lewis has had a lie spread on him by the mistake of a man, who went to another of his name, to give him thanks for passing his privy seal to come from France. 5, that other Lewis spread about, that the man brought him thanks from Lord Perth and Lord Melfort, two lords with the Pretender, for his great services, etc. The lords will examine that other Lewis tomorrow in council, and I believe you will hear of it in the prints, for I will make Abel Roper give a relation of it. Pray tell me, if it be necessary to write a little plainer, for I looked over a bit of my last letter, and could hardly read it. I'll mend my hand, if you please. But you are more used to it nor I, as Mr. Raymond says. Knight M.D. 27. I dined today with Lord Treasurer. This makes 4 days together, and he has invited me again tomorrow, but I absolutely refused him. I was this evening at a christening with him of Lord Dublin's 6th daughter. He went away at 10, but they kept me, and some others till past 12, so you may be sure 'tis late, as they say. We have now stronger suspicions that the Duke d'Aumont's house was set on fire by malice. I was today to see Lord Keeper, who has quite lost his voice with a cold. There Dr. Radcliffe told me that it was the ambassador's confectioner set the house on fire by boiling sugar, and going down and letting it boil over. Yet others still think differently, so I know not what to judge. Knight my own dealist M.D., Rove P.D.F.R. 28. I was today at court, where the Spanish ambassador talked to me, as if he did not suspect any design in burning d'Aumont's house. But Ab Gaultier, secretary for France here, said quite otherwise, and that d'Aumont had a letter the very same day, to let him know his house should be burnt, and they tell several other circumstances too tedious to write. One is, that a fellow mending the tiles, just when the fire broke out, saw a pot with wildfire 7, in the room. I dined with Lord Orkney. Neither Lord Abercorn nor Selkirk will now speak with me. I have disobliged both sides. Knight dear M.D. 29. Our society met today, 14 of us, and at a tavern. We now resolve to meet, but once a fortnight, and have a committee every other week of 6 or 7, to consult about doing some good. I proposed another message to Lord Treasurer by 3 principal members, to give 100 guineas to a certain person, and they are to urge it as well as they can. We also raised 60 guineas upon our own society, but I made them do it by cessors, 8, and I was one of them, and we fitted our tax to the several estates. The Duke of Ormond pays 10 guineas, and I the third part of a guinea. At that rate, they may tax as often as they please. Well, but I must answer Uredel, Unumans. Not yet. 'Tis right now, and I can't find it. Knight dealist M.D. 30. I have drank spa waters this 2 or 3 days, but they do not pass, and make me very giddy. I and well, faith, I'll take them no more. I sauntered after church with the provost today, to see a library to be sold, and dined at 5 with Lord Orkney. We still think there was malice in burning Domond's house. I hear little Harrison, 9, has come over. It was he I sent to Utrecht. He is now Queen's Secretary to the Embassy, and has brought with him the Barrier Treaty, as it is now corrected by us, and yielded to by the Dutch, which was the greatest difficulty to retard the peace. I hope he will bring over the peace a month hence, for we will send him back, as soon as possible. I long to see the little brat, my own creature. His pay is in all £1,000 a year, and they have never paid him a groat, though I have teased their hearts out. He must be £300 or £400 in debt at least, the brat. Let me go to bed, solace. Night, dear Richard M.D. 31. Harrison was with me this morning. We talked 3 hours, and then I carried him to court. When we went down to the door of my lodging, I found a coach waited for him. I chid him for it, but he whispered me it was impossible to do otherwise, and in the coach he told me he had not one farthing in his pocket to pay it, and therefore took the coach for the whole day, and intended to borrow money somewhere or other. So there was the Queen's minister entrusted in affairs of the greatest importance, without a shilling in his pocket to pay a coach. I paid him, while he was with me, 7 guineas, in part of a dozen of shirts he bought me in Holland. I presented him to the Duke of Ormond, and several lords at court, and I contrived it, so that Lord Treasurer came to me, and asked I had Parnell by me, whether that was Dr. Parnell, and came up, and spoke to him with great kindness, and invited him to his house. I value myself upon making the ministry desire to be acquainted with Parnell, and not Parnell with the ministry. His poem is almost fully corrected, and shall soon be out. Here's enough for today. Only to tell you, that I was in the city with my printer, to alter an examiner about my friend Lewis's story, 10, which will be told with remarks. Night M.D. February 1. I could do nothing till today about the examiner, but the printer came this morning, and I dictated to him what was fit to be said, and then Mr. Lewis came, and corrected it as he would have it, so I was neither at church nor court. The Duke of Ormond and I dined at Lord Orkney's. I left them at 7, and sat with Sir Andrew Fountain, who has a very bad sore leg, for which he designs to go to France. Face. Here's a week gone, and one side of this letter not finished. Oh, but I write now but once in 3 weeks. Is, face, this shall go sooner. The Parliament is to sit on the 3rd, but will adjourn for 3 or 4 days, for the Queen is laid up with the gout, and both speakers out of order, though one of them, the Lord Keeper, is almost well. I spoke to the Duke of Ormond a good deal about Ireland. We do not altogether agree, nor am I judge enough of Irish affairs, but I will speak to Lord Treasurer tomorrow, that we three may settle them some way or other. Night solace both, Rove PDFR. 2. I had a letter some days ago from Moll Jury. 11. Her name is now Wigmore, and her husband has turned parson. She desires nothing but that I would get Lord Keeper to give him a living, but I will send her no answer, though she desires it much. She still makes mantuas at Farnham. It rained all this day. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.